Near sunrise, nearly every morning, coffee in hand, Alan Williams leaves the damn house and walks up the damn road and heads out across the half-mile bunker of piled earth that is the Murphy Dam.
My wife says I'm their damn husband, but somehow I don't think it has anything to do with the job.
Your life must just be full of the damn puns.
It is. It is. Well, on the refrigerator, you get the refrigerator magnets with a to-do list. Yeah. And mine says, damn important things to do with a picture of a beaver on it.
Do you feel some sort of kinship with the beaver?
I hate them.
Do you?
They make my life miserable. Constantly cleaning out the debris out of the small fish and game dams because they plug it up. And I have found that beaver chili is very good.
You must be their bitterest arch enemy.
Yeah. Who's the damn boss? The beaver or the man?
10 minutes away. High in the mountains near the Canadian border, the beavers are hard at work, damming the very source of the Connecticut River. From that headwater, 2,670 feet above sea level, the river slowly falls 400 miles toward Long Island Sound. While beavers made the first dam along this, the largest river in New England, man made the second.
Lake Francis is a man-made lake, 5.5 miles long and 1.5 miles wide. The dam itself is 100 feet tall, and it's an earthen dam.
While the dam is owned by the state, its operation is overseen by TransCanada Hydro Northeast. While no energy is produced directly at Murphy Dam, control of its water flow is integral to TransCanada's energy production. But it's also important to us. Built in 1939, both dam and lake take their names from the governor at the time, Francis Murphy.
This directly impacts Concord. If it wasn't for holding back the snow and the water, Concord would flood on a consistent basis.
Williams has a dozen or more smaller fish and game dams that he also oversees. In the summer, he mows the huge fields, and in winter, he plows out the roads and lots. But his real work happens in the gatehouse, a half-buried brick tower that straddles the bedrock of the Connecticut River about 40 yards from the dam itself. The constant roar inside is water rushing through two massive pipes as Lake Francis, in a way, turns into the Connecticut River.
When we start letting out a lot of water, 400-500 cubic feet a second, you can actually feel the ground shaking about 6 feet away from this building. It's just constant trembling.
In the 75-year history of the dam, Williams is only its third operator.
You don't leave the job until you're either fired or die. It's just one of those great jobs that there's no mandatory retirement age, so people tend to stay for a very long time.
The job requires that Williams live on site, in a historic farmhouse about 200 yards away from the dam, where his two predecessors also lived. And it also requires him to always be within 2 hours of the dam at any given time.
It takes a couple of months to get everything in order for me to go on vacation. It's just not like, oh, next Friday I'm going on vacation. It just doesn't work that way.
In the gatehouse, at the same desk, with the same light, Williams makes the same notes his predecessors did. Lake level, water flow, precipitation, temperature, snowfall, all are recorded in the service of managing lake and river.
Because we're trying to balance keeping the lake full so that we can maintain the reservoir for the summer, but yet trying to balance the river out so I'm not flooding towns down south of us. And it's quite a little juggling act.
A juggling act that sometimes results in a dropped pin.
2 years ago, I had to shut it down because there's a pin that holds an arm that opens and closes the valve. Well, that pin fell out, so I couldn't adjust the flow.
So you actually shut the Connecticut River down?
I shut it off. I shut it off for about 3 hours.
And what happened? What was it?
It got really low.
Hopefully, the beavers weren't watching. For NHPR, I'm Sean Hurley.